Ridwan Dawood was arrested over a week ago, on July 3rd, while taking part in a peaceful protest. Mr. Dawood had been visiting his family in Sudan while waiting to start work on a volunteer project in South Sudan. His American wife, Nancy Dawood, says one of her husband's friends immediately called her in the U.S., where the Dawoods live, and told her what happened.
Two carloads of armed men went to his home, and they took his elderly father and his brother Safian, and they were horrible to the family. And they went through their home, and they took all of their rent money, all of their valuables. They even took the earrings, the rings out of Entizar's ears.
12 people were arrested along with Mr. Dawood. Most have been released, but Mr. Dawood, age 30, remains in custody.
They tried to get him to confess he was a member of the CIA, and of course, which he isn't and never has been involved in any armed movement or anything of that sort.
Ms. Dawood and others fear Mr. Dawood has been severely beaten. At his first trial on July 5th, witnesses say he could barely walk and that the trial had to be rescheduled because he was too injured to talk. The second trial was on July 9th.
There were so many people present there. It was a huge crowd. The good thing is that Ridwan had been moved from the ghost house or the torturing place with security to a regular police station where he would be closer to his family and friends and he would be treated better.
But, according to a journalist for French newspapers and TV, who was in touch with Mr. Dawood's lawyers, the case against the American resident has taken a turn for the worse. Carolyn Dumais was in Sudan for 10 days covering the protesters, including Mr. Dawood.
You know, what happened to him is just absolutely unbelievable, eh? You know that he has been, now we've got the charge, and he's got quite a few, he's got 12 charges. On one of them is terrorism. They say that he wanted to bomb some market. I mean, this is probably the highest charge that anybody can get, and he risked death penalty for that.
Dumais says, while the protests in Khartoum and Sudan are getting bigger and the protesters are getting bolder, government security forces are doing everything they can to squelch popular opposition.
Security forces like to beat people with long stick on the back, on the feet. So people do give you, you know, explain you what's happening. It's obviously very difficult to catch all this on camera.
Back in the U.S., Nancy Dawood is up before dawn on most days, waiting for more news of her husband. At age 44, she is pregnant with their first child and says suggestions that her husband is a terrorist are ridiculous.
Front page of some of their Khartoum papers are saying that I taught him martial arts and explosives, and we're connected with the CIA. And, you know, my best kick was from high school cheerleading.
She says the truth about their lives is much simpler. She works at a local bank. Mr. Dawood is a student. They met in 2009 while helping to build a school in Sudan. She says Mr. Dawood had never been out of the country until he picked up his visa in Egypt and came to the U.S. to marry her almost 2 years ago, and that Mr. Dawood didn't even know some of the people he was arrested with.
I believe strongly that they should be released, that they will be, because there's nothing against them. They haven't done anything wrong.
Both Ms. Dawood and journalist Carolyn Dumais believe Mr. Dawood was targeted because of his ties to the U.S. He is an activist for a U.S.-based nonviolent group called Garifna, and he recently appeared in an Al Jazeera documentary. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.